Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode of the Silsila, Discourses of Attar. At the beginning of the Silsila, please try to make as many good intentions as you possibly can. The more good intentions you make, inshallah ta'ala, the more reward you will gain. Make good intentions, for example, that I will listen to this Dars wa Bayan with full concentration and for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I will note down whatever important points there are and I will try to practice upon this, try to implement them in my life and teach them to others, to my family members, to my spouse, to my children, to my friends, my society as well, inshallah ta'ala. In this manner, whichever good intentions you can think of, try to make them. This will get more rewards for us, inshallah ta'ala. There are countless benefits, countless blessings for us in this world and in the hereafter for that person who recites abundant amount of durood sharifs, abundant amount of salawat and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In the famous book Al-Qawlul Badi', it is mentioned that somebody who was a resident of Shiraz, he dreamt of Sayyidina Abul Abbas Ahmad bin Mansur, that he was standing in the mihrab of the main masjid of Shiraz and he was wearing a crown of pearls on his head. He was dressed in heavenly garment. The man who was seeing the dream asked him, "What did Allah Azza wa Jal do to you?" He replied, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I used to recite durood and salat in abundance and it is this that saved me. Allah Azza wa Jal forgave me and made me enter into Jannah wearing a crown of pearls. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alihi wa sallam. Indeed, don't we also desire to enter Jannah in such a condition? Therefore, abundance should be how much we recite durood, only in abundance. Minimum, our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, advises us daily at least 313 times minimum we should recite durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This inshaAllah will be regarded as the number of abundance. That should be our minimum figure. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Sayyidina Ka'ab al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a great tabi'i and a saint as well, a waliullah. But before accepting Islam, he was a renowned Jewish scholar. His blessed shrine and tomb is situated in the United Arab Emirates in Al-Ain, which is the capital of Abu Dhabi. Sayyidina Ka'ab al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated the following story. Listen with attention, please. He says, a man from the Bani Israel, despite having made tawbah before, committed adultery, committed fornication, and then went into a river to do ghusl. When he was inside this water, he heard the river calling out to him and saying, "Are you not ashamed of yourself? Did you not repent and promise never to do this again? When the man heard this voice, he began to tremble with fear, and he ran away from the river. And as he ran, he was saying to himself, from this day on, I will never disobey Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. He kept on running in a state of tears out of shame. He kept running till he reached a mountain. Here he saw 12 pious men engaged in the worship of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and he decided to join them in their devotional practices. After some time, the men faced famine, and so they decided to set out towards the city in search of food. As they walked, they approached that same river. That man began to tremble with fear and said, I cannot walk towards that river, because there is somebody who knows and is aware of my sins. I feel ashamed to confront him again. He stopped. But the 12 men, they proceeded towards the river. As they approached it, they heard the river calling out, O righteous people, where is your companion? They replied, He says, there is somebody here who knows my sins and that he feels ashamed to confront him. The river spoke again, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, if someone dear to you injures you, but then regrets his action and asks you to forgive him and forsake his evil habit, will you not reconcile with this person? The companion, he has repented and engaged himself in acts of piety. Therefore, he has reconciled with his Creator Azza wa Jal. Bring him with you, and all of you worship at the side of this river. They gave their companion the glad tidings and then remained there by the river, where they spent their time worshipping Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. When that man passed away, when he had died, the river spoke and it said, O righteous people, give him ghusl with my water and bury him alongside me, so that he is resurrected from this place on the day of judgment. They did as they were told. That night they worshipped Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and then went to sleep near this man's grave. They had intended to proceed further and leave the following morning, but when they awoke in the morning, they saw 12 cypress trees around the grave, and they realized that they had been created, that these trees had been created for them by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and that He Azza wa Jal wanted them to remain where they were and live under the shade of these trees. So they worshipped there for the rest of their lives. Whenever one of them would die, he would be buried beside the grave of that person who repented, and thus all of them passed away one by one. And the people of Bani Israel, they used to visit their blessed tombs for blessings. Subhanallah. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy on them and forgive us for their sake. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, have you seen how merciful and generous Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal is? If anybody makes tawbah sincerely, repents sincerely, Allah Azza wa Jal becomes pleased with him. This story also tells us that the sinner can never be able to hide himself from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, who is all aware, always watching everybody. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, when one commits a sin, that person should instantly repent in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If the person repeats the sin again, the person must repent again and again and again. One must never ever lose hope in the mercy and rahmah of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. His mercy indeed has no bounds. Forgiving sins does not decrease the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, we must constantly repent and plead to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal for His forgiveness. A blessed hadith has stated that At-ta'ibu مِنَ الذَّنْبِ كَمَنْ لَا ذَنْبَ لَهُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, that the one who repents is like the one who has not sinned. Subhanallah. Therefore, tawbah and repentance sincerely eliminates, eradicates and removes sins. Nevertheless, we must remain submissive in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal at all times and not despair of His mercy. Since we are discussing the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and mercy in general, let us be informed that in the past there have been some foolish people who have said that one can only enter into Jannah, into paradise, through the person's virtuous actions, his good deeds. And sinners are definitely going to be thrown in the pits of Jahannam. And there's no understanding why people talk about being forgiven out of mercy. According to these people, those who are sinners are definitely destined to Jahannam. Only those who do good deeds will go into Jannah. Therefore, those who have this mentality, they say, why do you talk about forgiveness and mercy? These are indeed the whispers and waswasas, evil whisperings of the devil. I am not talking of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy from myself. Listen carefully. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal says in Surah Zumar, verse 53, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Say you, O my bondmen, who have committed excesses against their own souls, despair not of the mercy of Allah. Undoubtedly, Allah forgives all sins. Verily, He is the forgiving, the merciful. A hadith Qudsi mentions a statement by the merciful Creator Azza wa Jal that my mercy dominates my wrath and anger. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, indeed the mercy, the rahmah of Allah Azza wa Jal is endless. If even the most minor act of piety pleases Him Azza wa Jal, He Azza wa Jal will open the doors of favours that we are unable to understand. The book Kitab al-Tawwabin has mentioned the following narration by Sayyidina Ka'ab al-Ahbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, once two men from amongst the Bani Israel, they walked towards the masjid. One entered the masjid, but the other was overtaken by the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And instead of stepping into the masjid, he remained outside and said, I am a sinner. I am not worthy of placing my filthy body in the pure house of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. This humility pleased Allah Azza wa Jal so much that Allah Azza wa Jal turned this person into a Siddiq. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Remember, a Siddiq is higher in rank than a Wali and even a Shaheed. Subhanallah. The following narration has been mentioned on the same page as well. An Israelite once committed a sin, but afterwards he felt a lot of shame and he regretted what he had done. He panicked and restlessly he ran around thinking of a way to have his sin forgiven and how to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. This feeling of shame pleased Allah Azza wa Jal so much that He Azza wa Jal made this person also a Siddiq. Subhanallah. Our beloved Master, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, repentance is to feel ashamed. In actual fact, sometimes feeling ashamed of sins proves to be more beneficial than the greatest of worships. This does not mean in any way that one must not do ibadat and worship of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. These things depends upon the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes feeling ashamed leads to salvation and sometimes worship does. The book Rawdur Riyahin has mentioned the story of a thief narrated by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Shibli rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. He says, once I was traveling to Syria along with a group of other travelers, when on the way we were plundered by a gang of thieves. They took all our possessions and put them in front of their gang leader. Amongst the goods was a bag of sugar and almonds. All the thieves, they began to eat, but the leader did not join them. I asked him, why is the rest of your gang eating, but you are refraining to eat? He replied, the leader of the thieves, he replied, I am fasting. I asked surprisingly, how is it that you steal from people and you fast at the same time? He replied, a man should do something to keep the doors of reconciliation open as well. Some time later, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Shibli, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, says, sometime later I saw the same gang leader in the state of ihram, doing tawaf of the blessed Kaaba. His face was illuminated with the light of worship, and he had been weakened through devotional practices. Physically he became weak. I asked him surprisingly, are you that same man? He answered, yes, I am. And let me tell you something. That very same fast is what caused my reconciliation with my Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we have learnt that no act of piety should be seen as small and be ignored. You never know, that small looking action might just be accepted by Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and might lead to your success in both worlds. The previous story also highlights the importance of optional fasts as well. It is obvious that it is not easy for everybody to keep optional fasts all the time, but each and every one of us should make some intention or some attempt to keep the fast at least on Monday, because keeping a fast on Monday is sunnah to do so. Look at what fasting did for this gang leader. Fasting blessed him with guidance and sainthood. The book, the famous book Kimiya-e-Sa'adat, has mentioned the following narration by Sayyidina Shaykh Kitani rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. He says, I saw Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi after his death in a dream. I asked him, what did Allah Azza wa Jal do to you? He replied, my worships and struggles were of no use to me. But the thing that caused my forgiveness was getting up at night and praying two rakat of tahajjud salah. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, one should develop a habit of performing optional ibadat and worships, as well as the compulsory ones as well. Especially tahajjud, etc. You never know. Struggling to get up for tahajjud might just be accepted by Allah Azza wa Jal and lead to success. Beware. This compassionate speech must not let you believe that because the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is great, that you can miss your salah, or not fast in Ramadan, or sit in front of the television and watch films and dramas, or stay at unlawful women. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal indeed is great. Person might think, I can bother my parents, I can use vulgar language, I can do whatever I want, I can lie, I can backbite Muslims as much as I want, hurt the feelings of Muslims. The mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is great. So break all previous records of immorality, shave the beard, steal, rob people, drink alcohol as much as we want, intoxicate ourselves, gamble. In fact, why not open a casino to gamble and sell drugs? Commit every sin you have not yet experienced, because the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is great. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, beware of the tricks of the devil, of shaitan. Do not let him grab you by the ear and force you to obey him and his ways. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy is great, his compassion is great, but he is also carefree. As he showers favors on people, He can also punish them. What will we do if He punishes us for committing even a minor sin? Remember, some Muslims will definitely be punished in the fire of Jahannam for their sins. We must fear the anger of Allah Azza wa Jal at all times and hope that our names are not amongst the dwellers of hell. Let us try to explain a point logically. For instance, if there are 10,000 Islamic brothers in this gathering, in a certain gathering, at the moment, now suppose a terrorist comes and a very bad person comes and he holds a gun in his hand and he shouts, "I will only fire one bullet." Only one person will get shot and everybody else will be safe. What do you think? Will 9,999 people stand fearlessly knowing that only one person will be shot because one bullet will be fired? Never. Each and every single person will run in fear, thinking that perhaps the bullet will hit me. Remember, it is a fact that a number of Muslims will be punished in the fire due to their sins. So why does each and every Muslim not fear that maybe I will be amongst them? This fear, this understanding we must keep in our minds. The pain felt due to a single bullet, a bullet wound, is nothing compared to the punishment and adab of the fire of hell. A blessed hadith in Muslim Sharif has stated that the most little and smallest punishment in hell is that a man will be made to wear shoes made of fire which will boil his brains like water does in a kettle. But the man subjected to this little torment will think that this is the worst adab. A hadith in Bukhari Sharif has mentioned that he will be asked on the day of judgment by Allah Azza wa Jal, if you owned, a person will be asked, if you owned the entire universe, would you give it all as fidya to stop your adab and punishment? That man will scream out, yes. In other words, yes, I will give everything. Please take these shoes out of my feet. Please get rid of this torment from me. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, think to yourselves again and again that what if somebody is punished with the lightest punishment of Jahannam? How can we bear this? What will the person do? What if one of us swears, although this is a major sin, but what if he has to suffer only the lightest torment? What will the person be able to do? What if he hurts his parents? This is a major sin as well. Can we bear the pain, the adab of the torment of hell? Think about the sins that you commit on a daily basis. What if because of lying or backbiting or tale-telling or earning haram unlawfully, intoxicating oneself with drugs or alcohol, watching films or dramas, listening to music, or even these kind of actions which are prohibited, what if one has to suffer the slightest punishment? What will he do? How unfortunate are those people who don't worry about these things. My dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, although there will be much more severe adabs and punishments in Jahannam, at least make yourself frightened for the lightest punishment. If you want to learn more about these, then our Shaykh al-Tariqat, our Amir al-Sunnah, Daud Barakatuh al-Aliyah, has a written version of one of his speeches called The Mysterious Treasure. Try to listen to this inshallah ta'ala and gain much more information to develop the khawf and the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Ask yourselves, what if I just have to suffer the slightest torment for missing my salah with jama'ah? What will I do if I wear those shoes made of fire because of looking at ghayr maharim woman, or being informal with my sister-in-law, or looking at her deliberately, or not avoiding contact with my paternal aunt, etc. Remember, we should try as much to protect our iman, but also become fearful for the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal, out of His extreme mercy, grant us the true understanding of His beautiful deen, to protect our iman, to engage only in good deeds for His pleasure, and to refrain from sins. Ameen, bijahin Nabiyil Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives, the prophetic sunnah he has revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.